Worthy of all of our praises. God and God alone is worthy of all of our praises, and I lift him up. This is not just a tagline. This is how I live my life, with praises unto God. You see, I tried it the other way, didn't work. Amen. I have no intentions of going back to. First of all, I have nothing to go back to, because that's all been destroyed. Amen. I am a new creation. All old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And I like it over here. Yeah. I really love it on this side. And I have no intentions of ever going back. Amen. Amen. I just thought I'd throw that in there. This was given to us a month or so ago, maybe.
It was last month.
One was given to Pastor Sandy, myself, Pastor Nicole, and Pastor Drea, by one of our global soldiers. And I've been meaning to thank you and show this. Yeah. This is awesome. I have a place to keep my prayer notes. And so when I come up to speak, I know exactly what I'm looking for, because it's in here. Amen. And I just wanted to say thank you. I just want to make, we try to thank people that go out of their way to do stuff for us. Yeah. You know, because you don't have to. Right. And there's a million churches you can be attending, and the Lord sent you here. Amen. And there's no contracts. You're here because you want to be here. Amen. And we are so grateful for your prayers and for your contributions and for your just everything. And so I just wanted to make sure I said thank you properly. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Nicole, before you go into, do we have a lot of prayer lists? Okay, this is the name that I prayerfully, you like that?
I like it.
Amen.
Yes, I like it.
And so, do you guys remember last week? Was it last week?
Yes.
Last week when we talked about people that didn't have anyone to talk to, because we've gotten lots of emails about people that they're just battling alone. They may live with family, or they're the lone soldier in their atmosphere. There's no one to fight with. There's no to fight with them. There's no one to pray with them. They're representing Christ alone. And so we reached out. And we said, if you feel like you are, or you know you are the only one, you don't have anyone to talk to about Christ, no one to help support you, you support them, you don't have any, reach out to us. We don't want you to feel like you're by yourself. We don't want you to be alone. And somebody did the same day. Mm-hmm. And one of our amazing soldiers, Jasmine, has connected with them. And so I want you to know that we have some people dedicated that will talk to you. You don't have anybody that you feel can stand with you, that can pray with you. You're in a family and you're the only one saved in that family. Or like someone sent it, Catholicism. Everybody in that area. That prayer, we talked to that member from, is it Rome?
She was in Rome, but she left and I think went to Italy.
Yeah. Italy, and him and his family are said, but everybody around there are devout Catholic. And so they're in the middle of a hot mess. And so we reached out to them. We don't want you to feel by yourself. Listen, if you feel like you're by yourself and you don't have anybody that will pray with you, or that you can talk to about Christ, or that you can bounce things off to, we're here for you. We don't, because we're talking about depression.
Yes.
We were talking about depression and all that stuff, and depression and anxieties and all that stuff last week. And we started praying, and we had everyone just stand up and pray. And so we want you to reach out to us. If you're depressed, if you're dealing with anxieties, if you're dealing with the stresses, and you don't have anybody else to talk to, and you need to talk to somebody, we need you to reach out to us, because we don't want you feeling like you're alone. We don't want you feeling like you're by yourself. We want you to know that you have family. Amen. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. If you need us, God is everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. And so this ministry is now called, and I got Brotherly Love. That's what we're calling this, Brotherly Love. Did I spell that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the new so that's the new part. That's the new addition to this prayer ministry. It's called Brotherly Love. And so if you need someone if you're dealing with depression and anxiety and you all these different things that we talked about last Sunday, we need you to reach out to us, because it's a horrible thing to feel like you're the only person that's fighting. It's a bad thing to feel like you are in Christ and you're still alone. We don't want you to feel that way, because that's not the way it is. Also, I also talked about, you might remember, I said that I wanted to come up with some scriptures for people that are dealing with depression, that are dealing with anxieties this last week. Before I could get home, one of our strong soldiers, Lisa, has sent me a list of scriptures and things to be added for people that are dealing with depression and anxiety and all kind of things. And so I added it to our 101 book. I revised our 101 book, and then the Lord gave me a great idea. I knew it was him, because I don't have sense enough to do this on my own. He said, tell them about their enemy. If you don't know the enemy that you're fighting, you don't know what kind of fight you're in. Yeah. If you don't know their abilities, if you don't know what they're capable of, if you don't know their history, you don't really know who you're dealing with. All you know is hearsay. There's many, 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 many scriptures in the Bible that tells you about your adversary. And a lot of churches, a lot of church members, a lot of churches aren't teaching the people about their enemy. You need to know who you're fighting. Yeah. You need to know who you're up against. You're going to get into the ring with Muhammad Ali and you don't know that's who it is? Yeah. You're finna get clocked. You think as you go to the gym, you all right, you're about to get in there with Joe Frazier. You're about to get hurt on a serious level. And it's because you didn't know who you were fighting. I know some of y'all don't know who Muhammad Ali is and Joe Frazier and all that stuff. And I ain't got time to tell you. But you need to know who your enemy is. And so all of this is in the one-on-one book. I can send it to you in a PDF file, or I'll drop you a hard copy in the mail. Doesn't matter. We don't sell anything. You all right, Abigail?
Sorry. I didn't
know
my nail.
This is not for sale. This is just for you. Okay? If you want it, we want you to have it. You need this. Okay? This is just basic information. I didn't take out anything. I just added to what we already have. Amen? All right. And so in the subject matter, in the subject field on your email, just put brotherly love, and we know what that means. And we will have somebody to contact you. Doesn't matter where you are. If you live down the street, you want one, Mama? Amen. If you live down the street or if you live in Jerusalem, it doesn't matter. If you get mail, we'll get it to you. Amen? All right. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, I want to talk about the prayer list that we had. Good morning, Donita. Good morning. She by herself. I can't sneak out the house by herself.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Amen. I understand. I just don't know how she did it. I get it. I just don't know how you did it. Amen. Amen. There are some prayer requests that troubled me over the week. We've been praying. I've been going over this list. I was praying over this list this morning. This is from last week. And if I may take a few minutes.
Absolutely.
Amen. I want to talk about this. The first thing that I want to talk to Gwen, who I believe her husband is Greg, and he's dealing with stage 4 cancer. I'm telling you, God is a healer and a deliverer. God has healed stage 4 cancer. It was stage 4? How many times did we have people with stage 4 cancer?
I don't know, but I know of at least one that definitely was stage
4. It was at least one. It was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
That had stage 4 cancer. God healed out of this little house. It wasn't us. It was the power of God that runs through here. Yeah. It's not us. It is God that worked through us that did the healing. Amen. I don't want to be trying to take no credit for something I didn't do.
Amen.
You know, God healed. And so I know, Gwen, that God can heal Greg. And if it's not God's choice to heal him, if it's not God's choice, God can make it easier for him while he's still here.
Amen.
We want what God wants. Because it's not always God's will to heal everybody from everything.
Yes.
Sometimes God wants you to come home. I mean, let's just face it. Sometimes God just wants you home. And even though we are upset when people leave and all that, we don't know what they heard them and God have talked about.
Yeah.
We don't know. They might be tired.
Yeah.
But they're trying to be strong for you. They may have been going through stuff and they're like, look, I've been at this a long time. I'm ready to go. But my kids, my husband, my wife, my job, my what's the church going to do if I'm gone? What's going to? And sometimes people are holding on because of something or somebody else.
Yeah.
But in their heart of hearts, when they spoke to God, they're like, Lord, you know. And the Lord's like, yep, I know. And so we always want to ask that God's will be done. Because there are a lot of things we just don't know.
Amen.
And if it's God's will be done, can they have some peace until your final will is done? You know what I'm saying? And so we're praying that God's perfect will be done for Greg. However, God is a healer. Now, I'm sorry, he's not a healer. He is the healer. I'm sorry. He is not a healer. He is the healer. He is the creator, and God can heal. So we're going to be praying that God's will be done. And then we're praying for Linda S. Her brother passed away unexpectedly. And there's...
She was able to attend the funeral.
She wasn't able to attend the funeral.
She was able to.
Thank God. Thank God, Linda. We were praying. We were praying for you because that's got to be hard. That's got to be hard, but we are praying. So, Linda, if you hear this, praise the Lord. We were praying for you. And Erwin M.
Aaron.
That's Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Aaron. Her brother is on dialysis. And then they discovered that there was a blood infection. And then there are other issues. And so we are praying. They didn't want to give any more information because they didn't have permission from their brother, which I get that, but we don't need any more. And we are still praying. Please keep us posted as to what's going on. We take these prayer lists seriously. These are people that were asked for prayer in the chat room last week. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so we take these very, very seriously. So we're gonna continue to be praying for Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron. Really? That's Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Amen, Aaron. Adam. Adam needs prayer for physical healing. And most importantly, he needs prayer from anger and anxiety. Whoa, little big Mike, good night. Amen. Oh, Amber, amen. They need prayer, physical healing, prayer and healing. Most importantly, deliverance from anger and anxiety. The Bible tells us to be careful that we are not I'm not quoting, but that we are not caught up or consumed by the anxieties of this life. God knows that it's a very real thing. We can get caught up with things that are going on in our, we can be as saved as saved can be, but things happen in life. And sometimes things catch you off guard. Sometimes things kind of knock you for a loop. I'm prepared, I'm fighting, but I wasn't expecting that. You know, or sometimes things happen, it's like, you know what, Lord, that's really heavy. And we can get caught up with the anxieties, of things that are going on in our life, no matter what it is, no matter where it is. And sometimes we lose focus. Instead of being a sharp pinpoint focus on Christ, sometimes it gets a little broader. You know, have you ever looked through a telescope or binoculars, and the closer you zoom in on something, the tighter it gets, but the more you pull out, it kind of blurs a little bit? Have y'all experienced that? And that's the same way it is sometimes in our walk. When we're zoomed in on God and we're focused, but sometimes we get caught up with things that are going on around us and it just kind of blurs. Amen. And so anger and anxiety, those are two dangerous things to be out of control in your life. Those are dangerous things because anger, the Bible says be angry, but sin not.
Amen.
Right? Because God gets angry. Watch when he polish off Satan. God gets angry. And God's going to be pouring out his wrath on the world after the church is gone. God gets angry and he's pouring out his anger on the world. You don't want to be here. When it says he's pouring out his wrath, he's pouring out his anger on the world. You don't want to be here when God is pouring out his anger on the world. This is not the place you want to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I can handle it. You ain't never seen God's anger. You heard about it, but you've never seen it. You think mama's anger was bad when she whooped you when you was a kid? You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen anger. You've never experienced the anger of God. You've seen his disappointment. Well, it can't be disappointed because disappointment means that you weren't expecting it. It happened. Oh, so God, you've experienced God's displeasure, but you've never experienced God's anger. And all the sins of the world that he had to pour out on himself, AKA his son, that he had to deal with the sins and the anger of the world that he didn't have anything to do with, and he had to deal with all of that, and then his people being tormented and tortured, and the prayers of the saints are going up because of things that and he's building up all that anger. Mm-hmm. So he can pour all of that anger out on the world. And you think you're bad enough to be here? Mm-hmm. You a better man than I am. You know, people don't really realize what's about to happen. They don't get it. They don't realize what's about to happen. So Adam, we're praying. We're praying because we don't want you to get caught up in that. And Judy, I think that would be good for Jasmine to contact Judy. Okay, regarding her husband. Amen. Amen. Because I need input from someone as I am very lonely. And so Jasmine would be perfect for that. So Judy, we got you. From last week, chat room, Judy, we got you. Amen. And for Peggy, she said she's losing her taste. She got sick earlier this year, and her sense of smell and taste have been affected by whatever she did to whatever, and everything smells and tastes the same. So we need to make sure that we put some prayer behind that. Christian S, 4 years ago, they left Jehovah's Witness. If any of you know anything about Jehovah's Witness, once you leave, they cut you off completely.
Good.
But I mean, I know where you're coming from, but her family, nobody will speak to her. Nobody will talk to her. Whatever part of the family that was also in that Jehovah Witness, they're not permitted to talk to them at all. So it's excellent that she got out of, she says she is following Christ.
Amen.
But she misses her family. I get that. And so, you out of Jehovah Witness, you're. But we're praying for your family.
Yeah.
Because if they're still in it, they're still in danger.
Yep.
If they're still in it, they're still in danger of death. If they're still believing and following that, if they're still agreeing with that, they're still in trouble.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to make sure that we want to put that on the prayer list. And the last thing, for Susan B. She believed that somebody's attempting to take her life, and it's somebody close. And they live with her. And they got things going on. I don't want to go into detail, but they got things going on. And she is in fear of her life, her ex and her son-in-law. And so I would like for us to do a 3-day prayer for Susan. Amen. And Mary D., her son is angry with her because she refused to take the vaccine. And so he's getting flack at work because the mama refused to take the vaccine. And now he's angry at her. And he's blaming her for all the troubles that he's having at work because she don't want to take the vaccine. Did I say too much?
No, but my question is this trouble at work really about her?
See, I don't know. So we definitely need to keep her in prayer. And the last one is Francis, Geneva and Randall. Okay, so we pray for Francis for Geneva and Randall several months ago, for that the Lord would do something for, because he needed a liver. April 19th, he went into surgery for his new liver. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He got it. He got it. And so I would like, if we hear from Francis, I would like an update on how he's doing, or how the liver transplant went. If God did it, it's done. It went well. Yeah. Amen. But we still like to hear the testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So thank you. Thank you.
All righty.
Yes, ma'am.
Elizabeth is still requesting prayer for an unspoken request.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Elizabeth. Okay, ma'am, we're going to pray. We're going to have you stand in for Elizabeth, okay? All righty.
I'm going to go with one I just got this morning.
Yes.
Robert V.
Robert V, yes.
He's asking for prayer over his family as his eldest son took his life yesterday morning.
Oh. Robert V follows us. He's there. He's there. His son took his life? Oh. Robert, I'm really sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry. If I can get you to stand with me, if I can get you all to stand up. You don't have to come up, just stand up. People assume that if you take your life, you automatically are lost. I cannot positively say that. Well, how come? They committed suicide, they committed murder. Well. There's so many things that could have happened that could have triggered that. You can't say positively that, oh, they gone there because you can't say that, because for one, you don't know what transpired between them and God before the last breath. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You don't know the conversation that they may have had with God before that last breath. You don't know. You don't know the condition or the situation. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's just silly, stupid. That's just dumb. Don't do that. I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying you can't say, oh, well, I know they lost, because you can't say that, because there are a lot of things there's a lot of things that go on that we don't know anything about. We know remnants of what we think we see. That makes sense, right? But my prayer is that things were worked out before their last breath. That's my prayer. I don't know. When you get to heaven and you see them or you don't see them, then maybe you'll know. But right now we need to pray for the family, because we can't pray for him. He's gone. That's it. And once appointed unto man to die. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. Once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. Okay? Our job now is to pray over the family, to pray over Robert, to pray that they will stay strong or be encouraged, that however they made it to the other side, we too will one day be on the other side. Whether we leave here or we're taken from here, we will one day also be on the other side. And we're praying that they are prepared for whenever that happens. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you because you are worthy of all praises and all righteousness. And there is none like you. We give you praise, for you are worthy, Lord. We're praying for that family, our soldier, Robert, and his family. We're praying for that family. We're praying healing over that family. We're praying deliverance over that family. We're praying that somehow this will bring someone closer to you, because we know that you have the authority and the power to do all things mightily. You are great all by yourself. You are God all by yourself, and we know that you can bring peace to that home. You can bring peace to that family, to the loved ones, to those that were close to him. You can bring closure to that family. We pray healing and deliverance for Robert and his family, for the loved ones and their friends. Mother, what was her name?
Elizabeth.
And we're praying that whatever the situation is with Elizabeth, you know the situation, you know the problem, you know what the needs are, you know everything about everything. We're praying that according to your perfect will, that you will fix that situation, that problem, fill that need, heal that sickness, deliver them from that burden. Whatever is necessary, let it be. Father, we're praying for every person on that list from last week. Let your perfect will be done. La hija sanyo sadia. Robert, if there's anything that we, your family, can do, let me know. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All righty. Oh, my goodness. All right, baby, how many you got? Don't look like you have very many.
Well, you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it?
No.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we're praying for Adam.
Adam.
Who was diagnosed with a possible Mariner's disease.
I've heard of Mariner's disease. I don't remember what it is.
He's experiencing fullness, pressure, headaches, dizziness, vertigo.
Vertigo.
Hearing loss, extreme fatigue.
Wow.
And all of these seem to cause anxiety and depression. It's also possible for viral or autoimmune. So he's asking for prayer.
Viral and autoimmune. Okay. All right. Yeah, prayer's needed. Mm-hmm. Amen. What's his name?
Adam.
Anoint my hands, please. Hallelujah. It is good to see Sensational.
And Zoe.
And Zoe. Amen. Hallelujah. Your chain should be in this week. And as soon as they're in, I got you. Amen. Or chains. It's four of them. See, I remember. Ooh. Oh, Nicole. Amen. No, I didn't mean it like that. Because I was going to do my dance. And you said, Nicole, I'm like, oh, okay.
Do a dance for me.
Okay. Amen. All right. Adam, amen. Amen. We want to pray for Adam. Oh, boy. That's a lot, Adam. And that's all in one person. That's a lot to deal with, but they're a believer, right?
Ah,
I need my little brother there.
Thomas.
Sir. Hallelujah.
Military man. If he ain't, he sure sound like one.
No, I'm not military.
Stand right there. Halasharomi kesana kiano. For God is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. I'm just waiting on David to come in so I can pull him up. Good morning, David. Amen. Adam, right?
Yes.
Adam. Amen. Good morning, David. How you doing, boss? Love them shoes, man.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you with these brothers, too, when you get a chance. Amen. Good morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord, Thomas. You are a soldier for Christ. Amen. You can't beat that. The pay is awesome. The work is tough, but it's worth it. Amen. Shalom yachan. We're going to be praying for Adam. Yes, ma'am.
The effects of vertigo can cause hearing loss.
Really?
Yes.
Mother Sharon said the effects of vertigo can cause hearing loss. I didn't know that.
I just found it out.
You just found that out? Wow. Amen. Wow. How many of you know that God is a deliverer?
Amen.
I finally got to see the smile. Thank you. I'm not used to seeing you come in here and not a smile. This is the first time I saw, and she's got such pretty teeth. Why wouldn't you show those? Amen. I don't know why you, if I had teeth, I'd show them. Amen. Well, you know what I mean. I don't have them all anymore, but I used to have them. Amen. Amen. Don't be looking at me. Thomas like, I don't want to laugh, but that really was funny. Hey, what? Amen. It's not like it's a secret. Everybody can't hide it. Amen. All right. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Don't give me skunk eye back there. Okay, y'all come on up here. Take his hand. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Pastor Nicole, I need you to read his situation to me again while I pray. Misada, I don't know why the Lord has three of you up here, but he does. So here we go.
He was diagnosed with possible Mariner's disease.
Possible Mariner's disease.
That has fullness.
Uh-huh.
Pressure.
Yes.
Headaches.
Yes.
Dizziness.
Yes.
Vertigo.
Yes.
Hearing loss.
Yes.
Extreme fatigue.
Yes.
And all of this is causing anxiety.
Okay.
And they're saying it's possible viral or autoimmune.
Okay. What was that last one?
Autoimmune.
Viral or autoimmune. Mm-hmm. What was the middle one?
Anxiety and depression.
Anxiety and depression.
And all the other things.
Right. Okay, and all the other things. 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna put these in groups. Shamya, did you anoint their hands? Did you anoint their hands already, Nikki?
Yes.
She did. Okay. Shamya. Okay, we're not done yet. I need a tallit. That's not big enough. Yes. No. Get my. I have one in the case, in the slit. Adam, and people that are dealing with things like, no, this is just for Adam. Adam, because I would lump everybody together, and the Lord said, don't lump everybody together. Mm-hmm. He said, they pray, they request our individual.
Amen.
Pray for them individual. Don't just lump them all together. I'm like, you the boss. Whatever you say, that's...
Gotta do it.
Amen.
Gotta
do it.
Yes, sir. Lord
sometimes speaks. He lumps, but this time
some,
he
says... Yes. Yeah, for this, yeah. For this, yes. Keith Shadion, cover them. Okay, she gonna need some help. Jacqua, you stand there. Can you reach that high, Jacqua?
No.
Okay. Y'all been down, so Jacqua, amen. 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 Because they have to be completely covered. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Adam, continue to believe that God is the healer that you believe he is. Continue to believe that God will do what he said he'll do, because he will. Continue to believe that God is the healer and the deliverer. Continue to believe that God is everything that he said he is. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Adam and all the things that are going on in his atmosphere and in his body and in his mind, of all the things that are causing other things that are happening, that are causing other things to happen, of all the things that are interfering with his ability to serve you in fullness, we are praying healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We know that you are the great healer. We know that you can do all things. There is nothing that you cannot do. You have already healed every sickness. You have already oh my God. You've already given us everything that we need to fight the enemy. You have already sustained us. You've already covered us with your blood. You have already said yes. You said ask and it shall be given. You said seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. We are doing what you have commanded us to do in the name of Jesus. For Adam.
Yes.
I know you can heal Adam. I know you can deliver him. I know you can give him relief. I know you can ease the pressure. I know you can remove the spirits that are causing him depression. I know that you can do this, Father, because you did it for others. We're praying in the name of Jesus for healing and deliverance. We're praying that you would heal the depression. We're praying that you would heal the sickness. We're praying that you would heal him from the vertigo, that you'll even bring back the hearing. We're praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You said all things. You said on the cross, it was done.
Yeah.
Healing, done. Deliverance, done. Provisions, done.
Yeah,
grace, done. Everything that we need, you gave it on the cross. If there's any sin in Adam's atmosphere, if there's any sin in his atmosphere, in his heart, in his mind, any unforgiveness, anything that is not like you, we're asking that you will remove it in the name of Jesus so that he can receive his full healing, his full deliverance. Take away the anger, take away the confusion, and heal Adam and his situation and his family so that he will be another testimony, another victor, another soldier in the army of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Who's that little lady?
That's Deacon Lloyd's granddaughter.
Oh, amen. She's so cute. Amen.
Melina. She said that for Adam, it sounds like what he's dealing with is hippocampus of the ear.
Hippocampus?
Of the ear. And so she suggested that he drinks less coffee,
mm-hmm.
no alcohol,
uh-huh.
detox his liver, and maybe get treated for his neck if there's neck issues.
Wow. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Really?
Come to find out, it was a vitamin deficiency, which was vitamin D.
Vitamin D. So we have some people, some soldiers here that are familiar with what you're going through, Adam. So vitamin D deficiency was causing a lot of her issues. That vertigo, right?
Yes.
She was falling. Come on, read.
And Melina says, hippocampus of the ear.
Hippocampus of the ear.
So drink less coffee,
uh-huh.
no alcohol,
uh-huh.
detox your liver,
uh-huh.
and then if there's issues with the neck, have your neck treated.
Amen. Look at God. Sometimes healing is not necessary, just a little wisdom.
Yes.
Sometimes we just need a little wisdom.
Yes. Wisdom brings healing.
Wisdom brings healing. Amen. Look at God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Look at that. Amen. What you got, Pastor?
Sorry.
Well, that's not quite what I meant.
Vicky.
Uh-huh. Wait. Is that Lauren and...
Coy?
Yeah. What's up, Coy?
That's not Coy.
That's not...
He looks like Coy.
That's not him? That's not Lauren and Mike's son?
No.
He just looks similar.
Oh, little brother, I'm sorry. You look just like one of our members that we've known since he was...
No.
Amen. But you still family, so we straight. Amen.
Okay. Right. So Vicky is asking for prayer for her daughter. She's 34 weeks pregnant. She fell on her side where the baby was. The fall sent her into preterm labor. Her contractions have slowed down to being erratic. Her water has partially broke, and they're concerned that there's a possible infection. She's praying that baby and mom remain healthy.
Wow. Okay. Can I have some moms to stand up here with me?
Yeah.
I need some moms standing up here with me. You don't got to, but it sure would be nice if you could.
Amen.
Loving the boots, just so you know. Amen.
Amazon.
Amen, girl. I ain't mad at you. Yeah, we are very acquainted with Amazon, girl. Very acquainted. Amen. What's her name again, Pastor Cole?
Vicky.
Vicky.
It's for praying for her daughter.
Praying for her daughter. Amen. Wow. Moms, if you can touch each other. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, okay, he said, anoint my hand. Because we can't anoint Vicky's mom or Vicky, but we can.
Vicky's daughter.
Vicky's daughter, I mean, excuse me. Vicky's daughter, Vicky, this is for your daughter. Father God, in the name, listen, if you are a mom or you are being in the process of becoming a mom, amen. Or if you have a mom, I would like for you to pray with us, all right? Because it may not be a big deal to you, but every life is important to God.
Amen.
It might not be a big deal to you. You don't understand why we're doing all this, but that life is important to that family. It might not be a big deal to you, but that life might be important to the ministry of God, because you don't know what God's plan is for that child's life.
Yes.
Amen. It might not be a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to us. It's a big deal to God. And we want her to know that we're praying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you, touching and agreeing. Pastor Nicole, put your hands in my bag. Bendición. As we stand in agreement, we stand fortified in the gap for this daughter.
Yes.
We stand in the gap for them. Father, we don't know what happened, but we know you know.
Yes.
We don't know how to fix it, but we know you know how to fix it.
Yes.
We don't know all the things that are going on in her body, but we know you know. Yes. And Father, her spiritual family and her natural family, her family are praying for the baby and for the mother.
Yes.
Let your perfect healing take place. Let no poison enter in and destroy what you have created.
Yes.
For you said it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. We are your sheep and the sheep of your pasture. We are property of the Almighty God. We are yours. We are your children. We are your sheep and we are your property.
Yes.
We need your deliverance.
Yes.
We need your healing.
Yes.
Whatever, Lord, whatever your purpose is for this child, let it come forth. Healing if there is healing. Deliverance if there is deliverance. Power if there is power. Whatever is necessary, whatever is needed, let it be in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you have done much greater works than this.
Yes.
Let it be so. Let it be so. God, you said ask and it shall be given. You said seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. We're asking for your perfect will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, moms. Thank you all for standing with us. Thank you. Amen. Every life is important to God. Every life. There's no jest. The blood was shed for every soul. Every soul. Amen. What you got, Pastor Nicole?
Sherry is asking, well, let's see. Her cousin Ben got married live on Facebook. Okay. Her cousin Ben got married live on Facebook, and there was a lot of non-godly things as a part of their decorations.
Oh. Her friend Ben?
Her cousin.
Her cousin.
The equipment to live stream it immediately turned off because what the wedding represented. And so she is praying for Ben and his wife's, Ben and Ali, I don't know who that is, salvation. She's also praying for a covering for herself and her son, Danny. She came out of satanic things as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
and she's been anointing her house.
Yes.
And so she's praying for her cousin and Ollie and herself and her son.
Yes.
That they will all be delivered and that they will all continue to walk.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. And they publicized that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But then the Facebook shut down?
It shut down. Yep.
Did they shut it down or did it shut down?
It shut down, that's all she said.
Maybe God shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe God said, not today.
Amen.
Maybe God didn't want that madness spewed out so innocent people would be affected. We don't know why. Thank God it was shut down.
Amen.
Thank God for, her name is Amy?
Sherry.
Sherry, thank God for Sherry. She was in the demonic thing and she came, first of all, she was in and she came out.
Hallelujah.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, they get mixed up in stuff. They don't make it out. A lot of people get mixed up in when, don't you know when, what is it? When, I don't know how it is now because it's been a long time, but back in the 70s, in the nightclubs, they had the lights flashing and the ball rolling.
Disco ball.
The disco ball, yeah. Thank you. The disco ball rolling and they had the lights and the music, boom, da-da-boom, da-da-boom, da-da-boom. And people thought that was just for fun. There was a purpose. Oh, like ain't none of y'all ever watched Dick at Night. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Thank you, baby. Thank you. That was not by accident. That was a planned purpose. That stuff helps to open the pineal gland. The lights, the music, the lights, the music. What else did I say?
The disco ball.
Well, not a ball. The atmosphere. Yeah, the atmosphere. All that stuff. I ain't thinking about none of them. All that stuff helps to, it calls demons. It calls in demons. And see, all that stuff helps to open your pineal gland where demons can enter into you because you have given them permission. You have opened the door because you put yourself in that atmosphere. And then they got the drugs that they're taking and all the stuff going on. And then you're inviting demons into that atmosphere. It's not, there's a reason why they do what they do. It's not, Satan does not do stuff like that happenstance. Right. He knows what he's doing. He's just banking on you not knowing what he's doing. Because if you don't know what he's doing and you think you're just having fun, he got you. I told you earlier, you need to know your enemy. You need to know who you're fighting against. Because if you don't know, you've been ready to fight. I can't say that because y'all don't know who that is. If you don't know who you're getting ready to fight, a world-class wrestler, a world-class boxer, if you don't know who you're getting ready to fight and you jump in the ring, you know, because you had Wheaties this morning, you're about to get clocked. You're about to have a really bad day because you severely underestimated your opponent.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. Amen. You need to know what you're getting into. This young lady was into it as a teenager and came out of it. Praise God for deliverance. Yeah. And now they're trying to bring other people out of it. Yes. If you've been dealing with witchcraft or you've been affected by witchcraft or people that are dealing with witchcraft, if you've been dealing with that, if you have had issues with that, I need you to contact us so we can talk to you and pray for you. Because I'm telling you, that's not a joke.
Man.
That's not a joke. They got wearing these upside down crosses and these what used to be called, we thought were peace signs, but not peace signs.
Oh, wow.
When you remember when there's an upside down, we read, yeah, peace. That's not peace.
Wow.
But you don't know that because the churches aren't telling it. Either they don't know it or they don't care or they've been told not to. You're not, and the CNN is not going to tell you. Nobody, you people are just, the Bible says my people err for what? Does anybody know? The lack of knowledge. People are lost because nobody will tell them the truth. People are lost because they don't know the enemy that they're fighting. People are lost. And it is our job to get that information out. So if you choose to be lost, that's one thing. If you just want to go to hell, I'm not going to fight you. Because that's your choice. If you want to go, go on. Don't take anybody with you. Just go on. Amen. Don't try to snag the girl. Let me grab that. No. Just go on. If that's where you want to go, I'm cool with that. But if you don't know, or you're fighting not to go, I'm trying to reach you. Amen. Am I wrong? I wouldn't care if you said I was anyway, because I'm not going to change my mind, because that's how I feel. Amen. That's because, you know, what?
She's my amen.
So we're going to pray for this young lady,
Sherry
and her family. You don't have to stand up because I already had you stand up, but can you just throw your hand this way? And I want my little brother, I want him to come sit up here so we can pray for you.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
La Vieto Sabiasa. Sherry, right, Nikki?
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Sherry, if you're listening to this, we got you. If you're listening to this, Sherry, we got you. And praise God for your deliverance. It had to have been tough. It had to have been hard because it sounds like that was a family thing. If If you went to a cousin's wedding and they had all these demonic symbols and all this other stuff going on, and you came out of it and you are now a soldier for Christ, it sounds like that's something in that family arena, something part of that family atmosphere. And so we need to pray for that family to get out, and pray that Sherry has the strength to stay out.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're able. You are the great fighter. You have never lost a battle. You've never lost a fight. You have never been, you are always and have always been and will always be undefeated.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are the undefeated God. Yes. You are the undefeated God. Yes. Nobody can stand to be in your presence trying to fight you. They won't make it. We thank you, Father. We need you to rescue that family. That family dealing in witchcraft, they need to be rescued.
Yes.
Father, we're not in the last days. We're in the last moments.
Yes.
That family needs to be rescued. And Sherry is trying to get help to rescue her family. They need help, Father.
Yes.
And it may be that they don't know what they're dealing with. Somebody knows, but there may be people in their family that just don't get it. They don't understand, and we need to try to rescue them, because every soul is precious, and the children that have no choice, that were born into that atmosphere, being raised in that atmosphere, they need saving. They need to be delivered. Father, we're praying for that family.
Yes.
During the three-day prayer, can we add that family?
Yes.
We're praying for them, Father. Anyone dealing, trying to get away from witchcraft, anyone who's dealing with people that are dealing with witchcraft, talk to us. If you need somebody to talk to or to help you, we'll do everything we can. Father, we're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Baby, give me that book, my one-on-one book, because we're running out of time. Do we got anybody else?
We have a praise report.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. What's the praise report?
A month ago, Douglas had reached out to us about his brother, Daryl,
mm-hmm.
who ended up on a ventilator for 7 to 10 days due to COVID complications.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the prayers and, you know, God just moving on his behalf, he has been taken off of the...
Yes!
He is, right now he's in a rehab hospital.
Yes!
But he's supposed to be home, I believe, tomorrow.
What?
Amen.
Look at God. Amen.
He's asking that we continue to pray because there's still some complications, but
yes.
He's doing a lot better.
Amen. Well, you might as well throw that name in the mix.
All right.
Amen. Amen. This is we have a name for the prayer that we started last Sunday. It's called Brotherly Love. Mm-hmm. Okay? And people that are out there that just don't have anybody to minister with them or to talk to them or to help them through. Some people are they're in a house full of folks and they're the only ones serving God.
Amen.
And they feel alone. They feel left out. They feel because they don't fit in anymore, because they're not like everybody else anymore. They're not the same. And when you're not the same in a house full of non-Christians, it can be horrible. It can be and so we don't want you to feel like you're left out. We don't want you to feel like you're by yourself. If you're dealing with addictions of any kind, I want to do the thing again. I want to do the... No.
Hands across America.
There you go. I want hands again. We want to pray for the people again. We want to pray. Remember last Sunday when we had the church to pray for the people that are in addiction, people that are praying for. We need to call these things out during this prayer. Amen. So if those of you that are able, that are okay with standing and holding hands, we want to pray. Amen. We want to pray for the people. We have a updated one-on-one book. Pastor Drea is the bomb.
Oh, amen.
I updated it last night. Lisa sent me lots of scriptures of healing and healing and all that stuff. Lots of scriptures. And then the Lord had me put in information about the enemy that you're fighting, where he came from, when he started, what he's doing now, and what's going to happen to him. Amen. Because people don't, a lot of God's people don't know the enemy that they're fighting.
Yeah.
they don't know. They don't know the power of the enemy. They don't realize that this is not a joke. They don't realize that this is a battle over their soul. It's a battle over the soul. And they don't realize it because churches aren't teaching it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I will PDF you this file. Or if you need, I'll print you out a book and send it to you. I don't care where you are. If they get mail, I can send it to you.
Amen.
We'll send it to you. Now, if it costs about $500 to mail it to you, you're going to have to get a computer. Amen. I'll send you some money for paper and the ink, and you can print it yourself. You know, but I can't, you know, I love you, but, you know, I can't explain that. Amen. All right, Nikki, I got it. Amen. I heard you. Amen. So we're praying for people that are dealing with addictions, people that are dealing with put this over there. People that are dealing with anxieties, people that are dealing with anger, people that are dealing with unfinished. Why is there two circles? Greg?
It's a
chain. Oh, okay. Well, it's been broken because they're Greg back there. Amen. We want to pray. Anxiety, anger. If you can think of some, please call it out. Anxiety, anger, depression,
fear,
stress. Come on. Overwhelmed by the cares of this life. Anybody say anything online, Asia? Okay.
Lack of belief.
Lack of faith. Whatever you're dealing with, we're here for you. I don't know how long we'll be here, but we're here now. Amen. My prayer, we would have been gone last week, but amen. But since that didn't happen, amen, we're still here until whenever the Lord says it's time. You know what he told me? He said, because he was doing all kind of things, and he was just bam, 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 doing stuff. I'm like, Lord, you just know every teeny weeny little part of my life, everything that, he said, now if I can do this, if you can trust me to do this, can't you trust me to do that?
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what? You make a good point. If I can trust God for every small entity of my life, I can trust him to be on time. Whatever time that is. Because we just like kids in the car. He showed me this one day. It was so funny. We just like kids in the car. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there? Are we there? Are we there? Say it. Open your mouth one more time. Oh, one more time. Open your mouth. And I believe the Lord says that. Oh, open your mouth again. I'm going to slap you in the back seat. You know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Shut up.
Yes.
All the way till we get there. And that's how we are. Yeah, y'all back. See, yeah, family. Boy, I'm telling you.
Recognize when you're there.
Okay, right. And when you get there, where we at? You know, is this it? You know, I got to pee. I got to, you know, so, okay, all right, that last one slipped. But if you got kids and you've been anywhere, you know what I'm saying. And the Lord showed me a picture. And he said, that's how you are. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You'll be there. We're on a need-to-know basis.
Right.
Yes.
He'll tell you when you need to know. Amen. I didn't get that many amens on that one.
Amen.
Yeah. I wake up every morning and say, am I here?
Lord, is this it? Because I was expecting more. Yeah. You know, all right. So let's... Abigail, you all right? Amen. Ryan, lay hands on my brother's knees, both of his knees. You know who you are. Greg, come here, lay hands on his hip. David, lay hands on his shoulder. God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
As we pray out,
thank you.
We're asking that you would continue to keep us lifted up in prayer. We're going to do this until the Lord say stop.
Yes.
We also have what do you call that, Abigail? A CRV?
QR code.
A QR code. I knew it was a letter. I just didn't know what letters it was. Amen. That's okay. When y'all get up here, you're going to see what you remember. We have a QR code that Abigail has created for this church. It's the bomb. It is awesome. And you scan it and it tells you all kind of stuff about our church. It takes you to the website, the Facebooks, the YouTubes, the everywhere, just Instagram, everywhere. Talks to you about it. There's a bam and it's done. Oh my God. And she didn't charge us. Ooh. It was a gift. So, amen. So, amen. You know, it's.
We'll share it on social media.
Well, Abigail said we'll share it on social media. We'll share it everywhere. So you can, bam, you know all you need to know. Mm-hmm. We're praying for healing for our little brother. Yeah. That God will heal, continue to heal. He felt the prayers from last week.
Yes,
he said, Pastor, I need y'all to keep praying.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want the operation. I don't want them cutting on me. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him. He said, Amico, Samia, we're praying healing and put a little oil right there, Nikki. Amen. As we pray out, we're praying healing and deliverance over our brother. Amen. For God is able. Thank you. God is able. And if you, amen. Hallelujah. For our loved ones, for our soldiers for Christ, for our supporters, the guests, I even pray for our enemies that one day that they won't be an enemy.
Yeah.
Amen. I pray for the haters for one day they won't hate us. Amen. I pray for those that don't know, but if they keep listening, they will know.
Yeah.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for healing over here, we pray for healing over here. Yeah. About you, Lord, being King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We pray healing and deliverance over all believers. We pray that every sinner will come to repentance so that they too will be delivered unto the hands of God, so that they will not be left behind. We pray that we meet again in the cloud or in the crowd. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, everybody. We see you next time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes! To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do you have any other